What Great Principals Do Differently. 18 Things That Matter Most. Author, Todd Whitaker. The key to effectiveness. Education is extremely complex, and so is school leadership, but we can work towards understanding what best principals do. We can gain insight into how effective we are as leaders. Most of all, we can continue to refine our skills. Rule number one. Great principals never forget. That is people, not programs, who determine the quality of a school. Outstanding principals know that if they have great teachers, they have a great school. More importantly, all of their audiences take the same view, all the way from kindergarten through college. The quality of the teachers determines our perceptions of the quality of the school. We can spend a great deal of time and energy looking for programs that will solve our problems. Too often, these programs do not bring the improvements or growth we seek. Instead, we must focus on what really matters. It is never about programs. It's always about people. Rule number two. Great principals have clarity about who they are, what they do, and how others perceive them. A clear sense of who we are and what we do is crucial components of effective leadership. The power of our position means we must step carefully, since many people hesitate to give honest feedback. But the very best principals are acutely aware of how they come across and continually work to make sure that this self-perception is accurate. Everyone wants to be good at what they do, but not everyone can tell if they fall short. People in leadership roles are less likely to have observers offer direct comments. If we aren't gifted with the skill of self-awareness, we need to work at developing it. We need to intentionally open the door to feedback. Rule number three. Great principals take responsibility for their actions and for all aspects of their school. Effective principals understand the answer to these questions. Indeed, they know that the real issue is not what the variable is, but who it is. Great principals make all teachers aware that they are the variables in the classroom. The best teachers accept responsibility for their classrooms, and the worst teachers do not. Effective principals constantly work to make all teachers accept responsibility. More than that, they accept a higher level of responsibility. They view themselves as responsible for all aspects of their school. Though these principals regularly involve staff, parents, and others in decision-making, they believe they are responsible for making their school the best it can be. Regardless of whether situations arise within the school or as a result of outside factors such as budget cuts or school board decisions, the more effective principals see themselves as the ultimate problem solvers. Rule number four. Great principals create a positive atmosphere in their schools. They treat every person with respect. In particular, they understand the power of praise. One of the hallmarks of effective principals is how they treat people. Like effective teachers, effective principals treat people with respect. Now, it's not difficult to treat some people with respect, or even to treat most people with respect. It's even impossible to treat all people with respect quite a bit of the time. The real challenge is to treat everyone with respect every day, and great principals do. Rule number five. Great principals work hard to keep their relationships in good repair, to avoid personal hurt, and to repair any possible damage. Effective principals are acutely aware of teachers' strengths and support individual staff development, needs, and desires. Additionally, these principals have a high knowledge of staff beyond school. They inquire about their families, personal lives, and outside interests. Rule number six. Great principals consistently filter out the negatives that didn't matter and share their positive attitude. Effective principals understand that they are the filters for the day-to-day reality of the school. Whether we are aware of it or not, our behavior sets the tone. If people see us running down the hallway screaming fire, it will be the talk of the school for days, even if it was a false alarm. By the same token, if we calmly ask people to escort their students out of the building, the students will evacuate just as quickly, but without spreading panic throughout the school. By consistently filtering out the negatives that don't matter and sharing a positive attitude, we can create a much more successful school. Consciously or unconsciously, we decide the tone of our school. Rule number seven. Great principals deliberately apply a range of strategies to improve teacher performance. Certainly, the most important people in the school are the students. However, outstanding principals know that their primary role is to teach the teachers. The best way to provide an exceptional learning environment for students is to give them outstanding teachers. Great principals focus on students by focusing on teachers. Highly effective principals understand their importance as role models. Of course, we all know that every adult in our school is a role model, one way or another. However, the best principals know how to be role models for teachers. When teachers see us in their classrooms, they see how we expect them to interact with students. This is one of a principal's most significant jobs. Rule number eight. Great principals take every opportunity to hire and retain their very best teachers. Most significant way To rapidly improve a school is to add teachers who are better than the ones who leave. Great principals know this and work diligently to hire the best possible teachers. Some principals look for candidates who are a good match, teachers who fit in, and become more like the school is. Great principals have a different goal. How to have the school become more like the new teacher. If this is not the goal and the outcome we desire, then we are hiring the wrong people. It's simply impossible to improve a school by hiring people who fit in with its average teachers. Great principals hire dynamic teachers and strive to keep them that way. Rule number 9. Great principals understand the dynamics of change. Great principals understand that effective change is up to them to make. With a purpose, a plan, and persistence, they can make a difference in a remarkably short time. Those who say it will take several years to change the culture of a classroom, school, or district just aren't working with the right person. Leading change can be a daunting task, but the best school leaders understand how to navigate the change dynamic so that all students have the outstanding school they deserve. Rule number 10. Great principals keep standardizing testing in perspective and focus on the real issue of student learning. Standardized tests measure only a part of what schools should be doing. Effective leaders focus on the behaviors that lead to success, not the beliefs that stand in the way of it. Effective principals don't let standardized tests take over the entire school. Rule number 11. Great principals know when to focus on behavior before beliefs. We firmly believe that effective principals can and should instill their values and beliefs in the heart of their schools. However, one hallmark of effective leaders is what really matters. Effective principals recognize the difficulty of changing a person's lifelong beliefs. What's more, they know that sometimes what really matters is not beliefs, but behavior. In other cases, a change in behavior naturally leads to a change in beliefs. Therefore, effective principals focus on behaviors, then on beliefs. We can't convince people to change simply by urging them to adopt our beliefs. However, if we center our efforts on getting staff members to try a new approach, they may find that it actually works for them. Let's take calling parents as an example. All principals would like their teachers to initiate contact with parents. Teachers who do this, and do it effectively, see the rewards. Often, talking with parents leads to improved student behavior or effort. Some teachers may be reluctant because their previous experiences with parents may have been negative, perhaps because they have waited until concerned parents made the initial contact. As a result, many teachers build up a wall of resistance to initiating calls to parents. We could spend time trying to convince, argue, or cajole these reluctant teachers into believing us when we say calling parents will work. On the other hand, what we really want is to change teachers' behavior. We want teachers to call and ask for parents' help before a small problem becomes a big problem. This might eventually lead them to change their beliefs. But even if it doesn't, the altered behavior will be enough to improve parent-teacher relations and through that, improve our school. Rule number 12. Great principals are loyal to their students, to their teachers, and to the school. They expect loyalty to students and the school to take precedence over loyalty to themselves. Effective principals expect loyalty from their employees, but so do their less effective colleagues. The important question here is not whether school leaders expect loyalty. The important question is, loyalty to whom? All principals would like their staff members to be loyal to them. Some principals expect it, while some less effective principals demand it. The most effective principals also insist on loyalty to the students. Great principals believe that if you are loyal to the students, you are loyal to the principal. What do they mean by loyalty? To have a great principal, loyalty means making decisions based on what is best for the student. Moreover, they base their decisions on what is best for all of the students. Rule number 13. Before making any decision or attempting to bring about any change, great principals ask themselves one central question. What will my best teachers think of this? Every leader makes decisions that will be controversial. And every principal has teachers who gripe and complain, teachers who drag their feet, and teachers who do their jobs well and embrace change. One of the most critical differences between effective principals and other principals is where they place their focus when they make tough decisions. The best principals base every decision on their best teachers. This may seem counterintuitive. After all, traditional thinking says, teach to the middle. But if we want our schools to work better, we will always find ways to focus on our best teachers. One of the ideas that we regularly hear from teachers is that they focus on their backbone or mediocre teachers because their best teachers will be fine anyhow. Well, we agree that your superstars will be fine if you ignore them. But if your best teachers are only fine, they are no longer great. Sure, these highly talented individuals will be fine on their own. The atmosphere in their classrooms will remain positive. They will always treat their students with dignity and their colleagues with respect. But when we shift our focus away from what our superstars most need, we slowly disenfranchise them. They may not rebel publicly, at least for a long time. But what happens may be even sadder and more costly. We lose their voices in the school. As principals, we need our superstars to influence their grade level, their team, their department, and the entire school. We can't afford to drain away the dedication of our most valuable staff members by focusing on the others. Rule number 14. Great principals continually ask themselves who is most comfortable and who is least comfortable in the decision they make. They treat everyone as if they were good. All principals face the challenge of balancing rules and guidelines with those times when we need to make exceptions. This is especially true when it comes to behavior expectations for students. We can be concise, be clear, and communicate, but situations still arise when tough decisions are much more in shades of grey than we wish. Uncomfortable feelings make people change one way or another. When people become uncomfortable, they change. As principals, we should be careful to make this work for us. We want the ones who are uncomfortable to change in a positive direction. We don't want to create an uncomfortable situation for our best teachers. Let's look at an example involving a faculty meeting. Effective principals find that this ground rule, make the people who do the right thing feel comfortable, works for them too. They feel more comfortable with their decision making. Rule number 15. Great principals take steps to improve or remove negative and ineffective staff members. Rule number 16. Great principals understand high achievers, are sensitive to their best teachers' needs, and make the most of this valuable resource. One of a principal's greatest challenges is to work successfully with high achievers. Our high achievers do so much of the work within a school. If we do not work with them effectively, we will lose their valuable contributions, which are often irreplaceable. Effective principals understand these key people, are sensitive to their needs, and maximize their ability. Though these high achievers may sometimes demand more time and effort than other staff members in their quest for excellence, the rewards are immense. Rule number 17. Great principals make it cool to care. They understand that behaviors and beliefs are tied to emotion, and they understand the power of emotion to jumpstart change. Whether we agree or not, we principals want the leaders to understand that getting a faculty to go along with a particular undertaking has limited value. Rather, the key is to develop and establish a school-wide environment that supports everyone's efforts to do what is right. Getting people to follow the current educational trend is fine. Getting people to do the right thing is essential. Rule number 18. Great principals establish clear expectations at the start of the year and follow them consistently as the year progresses. Great principals establish expectations at the very beginning of the year, and so do great principals. The difference. Every principal's experience is unique, and every school is different. All of the above has highlighted the hallmarks of great principals, their attitudes, goals, decisions, and practices. In the end, the difference lies in the core of beliefs that guide great principals' work. Being a principal is an amazing profession. It is challenging, dynamic, energizing, and draining. But most of all, it is rewarding. Our impact extends far beyond anything we can imagine. We know that our teachers talk about us, and so do people throughout our community. We can decide what we want those conversations to be like. Every principal has an impact. Great principals make a difference.